are gathered here today to speak up for righteousness, what the Almighty, who is righteous, who is compassionate, and requires of us to follow and to emulate him. I personally have come from New York as a representative of the Jewish people true to the Torah from around the world, whether it is in Kutz, Jerusalem, or the New York, or London, UK, around the world, wherever there is a Jewish community true to Judaism, a very religious community, they are invariably opposed to the occupation of Kutz and of Palestine. Why do we oppose this occupation? Because this world belongs to the Almighty. And he wrote the Torah, thou shalt not steal. This land was a land that there were people who were living in this land. Not like the Zionists say, a land without a people for a people without a land. This land of Palestine and the city of Kutz of Jerusalem was inhabited by a people. The majority of people living there were Muslim, and then there was a Christian community and a Jewish community, which was the minority. All three of these communities did not want to have a Jewish state, a so-called Jewish state, because in truth, the use of the term Jewish is an evil, a manipulative word. Because Judaism and the state of Israel is diametric opposites. Judaism is religion. Judaism is subservience to the Almighty. Zionism is the transformation of religion into materialism, excluding God. Excluding God's attributes, compassion, etc. Judaism requires of us to be loyal to the teachings of God. And the Torah expressly forbids the Jewish people of having their own sovereignty, their own state, since the destruction of the temple. All Jews true to the Torah, to God, have never wanted or yearned for this state of Israel, and that is why for 2,000 years, in the golden ages of Judaism, Jews never created their own state. Jewish people have been living amongst Muslim and Arab people for hundreds and hundreds of years. Jewish people have been living in Iran for thousands of years. And in Yemen for thousands of years, Jewish people have been flourishing under Muslim and Arab rule. And we are required by the Almighty to show our gratefulness for good done to us. And we are grateful. Jews around the world know to be grateful to the Muslim and Arab lands and the peoples for being so kind, providing us with a safe haven and a home. In the times of the greatest trials and tribulations, in the times of the Inquisition and the Crusades, where did Jews go to? They went to Arab and Muslim countries. And by the Second World War, where did Jews go? To Arab and Muslim countries. Are these people the enemies of the Jews? God forbid. These are our friends, our cousins. And we know this. Our Jewish youth are taught this in our schools. This concept of the state of Israel and this so-called concept of a religious conflict and that the Arabs hate the Jews and they're anti-Semites, this is an evil work of Satan. This is the evil works of Satan. It's a simple ploy of the Zionists to gain legitimacy, to intimidate anybody who dares speak up against their occupation. be compassionate. As we say in Hebrew, Mahu Rachum Af Atatei Rachum. Just as God is compassionate, you must be compassionate. We as Jews are humiliated. We are mortified. We bury our heads in shame at the terrible misjustice that is being done in our name, in the name of our religion, in the name of our people. People around the world think the more religious you are, the more Zionist you are. This is a fallacy. We invite everybody to go to the city of Kutz, to come to New York, right across from Manhattan. To go to Brooklyn, right across from Manhattan, to Williamsburg. You can see it from Manhattan. It is the greatest concentration of religious Jews. Look at that community and tell me if you find one Israeli flag there. They all oppose Zionism. They all oppose the existence of the state of Israel. Why? Is it because they are not loyal to the God? They are not loyal to their religion? They are not loyal to their people? Are they really traitors? Self-hating Jews like the Zionists with their disgusting metaphors say? No, they are true to their religion. They send their children to religious schools. They give their lives for God and their religion. The reason why religious Jews around the world oppose Zionism and the state of Israel, it is because it is a rebellion against God. It has no right to exist. It has no right to spill the blood of the Palestinian people, the people of Gaza, to steal the homes of the people of Palestine, the homes in Kutz, in Jerusalem, and the rest of the Palestinian land.
Free, free Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
Free, free Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
Free, free Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
Free, free Palestine!
Occupation Palestine! Palestine.
If you will look, you can look at our site, NKUSA, you will see thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of Jews demonstrating, whether it is in Palestine, in Jerusalem, or around the world, and you will see this. You will see that every demonstration, the Jews get brutally beaten. Are they militant? Are they carrying arms? They can never be accused of that. And yet they are bloodied, beaten, and they die. They are thrown into prisons, and the world does not speak about this. This is part of the vile Zionism. This is what happens, and because of this, hundreds and hundreds of other thousands of Jews around the world, whether it is in Seattle, Washington, or other Jewish communities, are intimidated. They are afraid to speak up because they see the power, the evil power of Zionism. They are intimidated. And of course, if you are not Jewish, they accuse you of being anti-Semites. Yet, where were the Jews for these thousands of years before there was any human rights groups, before there was a UN? Where did the Jewish communities flourish? It was in Iraq, it was in Iran, in Yemen, in Tunisia, in Egypt, and in Palestine. We grew, we lived. We flourished as God-fearing Jews amongst the Muslims and Arabs. What changed? If it would be a hate for the Jews, how come they didn't murder us then? Has the religions changed? No. What changed is this abomination, the creation of a movement called Zionism, which is a transformation of Judaism from subservience to God to a base material, selfish, flawed political movement, a nationalism, to have a piece using the Torah. They have hijacked and kidnapped the identity of Judaism in order to gain legitimacy. What did the rabbi say to this? I will quote, in 1947, before there was a state, when the United Nations came with committees and delegations to ask the people of Palestine, do you want a Jewish state? Understandably, the Muslims didn't want it. The Christians didn't want it. But did the Jews want it? The chief rabbi of Palestine, Rabbi Nashinsky of blessed memory, in July 1947 said, and wrote to the United Nations with a delegation that he went to them, we furthermore wish to express our definite opposition to a Jewish state in any part of Palestine. This was the view of the Jews, the indigenous Jewish population. From that day till this day, we stand fast and firm. We will never accept the state of Israel. We will never accept the occupation. We pray to God for a speedy and total peaceful dismantlement of this state of Israel. Not one inch is legitimate. We want the free cuts. We pray to God, who is the Almighty, that He should bring this about speedily and peacefully. Unfortunately, till this day, for over 100 years since Zionism came into being, there is an endless river of bloodshed of Muslims, of Christians, and of Jews. And we point our fingers at the Zionists and we say, you, your hands are covered in blood. You are the root cause of all this bloodshed. We have been living together in harmony before you came, Jews, Muslims, and Christians. You are the interloper. You are this the foreign body that has invaded our peaceful existence. If you will remove this impediment to peace called Zionism, this political issue, then Jews, Muslims, and Christians can once again live as history attests in peace. Don't be fooled by the propaganda of Zionists that the Arabs hate the Jews and that we cannot live together. Look at history. They are simply lying. It's quite clear for anybody who bothers to do their homework. We beg of you all, recognize this, study it, see what we write, see and look at the history. See and look at the NKUSA.org and the links. You will see that this is the view of Jews around the world, true to Judaism. Go to London, Stamford Hills, there's a mosque. A synagogue, and there's hardly an Israeli flag in the whole area. Why? Because they're religious Jews true to the Torah. Our hearts are rent by the suffering of the people of Palestine. Around the world, Jews, we are frustrated, we cry, we pray to God. How much longer will this go on, this occupation? They are ruined physically and emotionally. We went to Gaza, delegation of rabbis. We spoke, we met, and we had press conferences with the heads of Gaza, with the heads of the Palestinian communities. You can see this on the site, but the world here did not report it. The mainstream media didn't ignore this totally. Why do they ignore all of this? Because they want you, the world, to think that this is an impossible situation to live together. The Arabs must be thrown away because Jews and Muslims have an ingrained hate. And that is patently false. How come they don't show you?
Yeah. Occupation is a crime!
Free Palestine! Free Palestine!
How come they don't show you the hundreds of thousands of Jews demonstrating? When Netanyahu came to Washington to President Obama, you could see this. Tens and tens of thousands demonstrating. You could go look at these pictures in Jerusalem, in Manhattan. Wherever you go, you will see hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Jews constantly demonstrating against. of the state of Israel, and you don't see this. Why doesn't the New York Times, the Washington Post, why don't they report all of this? Because it's against the interest. Because AIPAC intimidates our politicians. And unfortunately, the Jews are intimidated by the Zionist brutality. So we want everybody to know and be educated. Judaism is a diametric opposite of Zionism. Our identity has been stolen and hijacked. Zionism in the state of Israel does not represent Judaism or Jews around the world. Yes, some Jews who have been conned into supporting them, but there's the real religious Jews around the world stand fast against this occupation. We want you to know that we cry, our hearts are rent by the suffering of the Palestinians. We want you to know that we stand up and demonstrate with the Palestinian people, and that we say that they are in the right. There should be a free Palestine, a free Gaza, immediately. And we pray to God, who's the Almighty, to bring this about with any further suffering. We want you to know that this was the view always shared by the Jews, true to God and the Torah. And we want you to know that God is compassionate and will bring this about. But we pray that He should bring it back soon in our days. We also say to everybody, yes, we must pray. We must implore God, because He is the one who ultimately accomplishes. At the same time, we want you to be educated. Know the difference and speak up for the people of Gaza and Palestine. Because when you speak up, you're accused of being anti-Semitic. But if you know the truth, then you will not be able to be intimidated. And if you won't be intimidated, you can speak up and say, no, this is not true. You don't represent Judaism. And you, the Zionists, and the state of Israel is the cause, the root cause of all the bloodshed. You are the ones, the biggest factory of exacerbating anti-Semitism around the world. They claim they need a land to protect the Jews. How repugnant and ironic, because they are the ones, the biggest factory of causing anti-Semitism. Why isn't there any more large communities in Iraq and in Tunisia and in Egypt when they were there up to 100 years ago? Purely because of Zionism. Remove this Zionism, we can once again live in peace. When they call you anti-Semitic, tell them you are anti-Semitic. You are the ones who are causing Jewish bloodshed. So again, speak up. See the people of Gaza. We went there. There's so much to speak about. Time does not allow for me to get into all the suffering of the people of Palestine and Gaza, because it's more important that I should be able to let you inform you of the truth of what Judaism is, that you should not be intimidated. But if you would see the suffering, you would know that we must stand up. And we must, just as in South Africa, it wasn't the politicians, it was the grassroots people who made the politicians uncomfortable that they should stop the apartheid. We must not be intimidated. We must speak up. And every day that passes, there are people dying and suffering in Gaza and in Palestine, in refugee camps on the borders of Iraq, and who knows where else, in Jordan and Syria. We must stand up and tell the leaders and make them uncomfortable and tell them, we must save the people of Gaza. We must give them relief. And not just plain relief, but total relief, with the speedy end, and speedy and peaceful end of this occupation. The speedy and peaceful end of the occupation of Quds, of Jerusalem. With God's help, we will pray and implore God to make this happen without any more suffering, and we must do. So stand up and do. Stand up and have the world know the truth that the Zionism and the state of Israel is evil. It is a flawed, illegitimate political movement, and it must be removed. Let us, with God's help, soon in our days, see the end of this occupation, a free, total free Palestine. And let us hope and pray for the day, which we always as Jewish people pray for, when all humanity will eventually, this miraculous change, a metaphysical change where all humanity will recognize one God, and this is what we yearn for, that all humanity will join up arms and go up and serve God in harmony, not with the state of Israel, never, but God's revealing of his glory. And we say that in our prayers every day. Let him pray to God and hope he brings us about soon in our days. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow.